From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Quebec's premier is leveling new verbal attacks against the executives of the railway company that owned the runaway train involved in last weekend's fiery crash in Lac-Mégantic. Paulina Rourke got an up-close look at the charred debris today and strongly criticized Rail World's management for taking too long to respond to victims' needs. More bodies have been recovered, meanwhile, bringing the confirmed death toll to 20. Dozens more people are still missing and feared dead. Republican Senator Rand Paul is proposing a bill to stop $1.5 billion in annual U.S. assistance to Egypt in the wake of last week's military coup. Several lawmakers have been calling for similar action, but the Obama administration says the funding is key to the U.S.'s national security interests. White House spokesman Jay Carney.
We are going to be very deliberate and cautious as we assess this. And as we review our assistance programs, and the president has asked that all the agencies involved in assistance to Egypt, including, of course, the Defense Department, review those assistance programs as we make these evaluations.
Senator Paul, meanwhile, criticized President Obama for refusing to call last week's action that ousted Islamist leader Mohamed Morsi a coup. Mexico's president is the latest head of state reacting strongly to allegations that the U.S. spied on various nations, including his. Here's the latest from NPR's Carrie Khan.
The allegations of U.S. spying south of the border was reported in a Brazilian newspaper citing documents leaked by former security consultant Edward Snowden. President Peña Nieto said Mexico has asked the U.S. through its foreign ministry for immediate information regarding the allegations. He says the current controversy does not damage the strong U.S.-Mexico relationship. Peña Nieto is in Sun Valley, Idaho, attending a business conference. Mexico's attorney general is also looking into reports that the former administration of Felipe Calderon allowed the U.S. to set up centers to monitor phone and internet communications inside Mexico. At issue is also the cost of spyware, which may have been sold to Mexico at highly inflated prices. Carrie Khan, NPR News, Mexico City.
In Central Florida, closing arguments resume shortly in George Zimmerman's murder trial for the death of Trayvon Martin, the 17-year-old who was unarmed when he was killed last year. Zimmerman maintains he killed Martin in self-defense. Investigators say they have DNA evidence linking a woman's rape and murder in the 1960s to the infamous Boston Strangler. They say forensic evidence shows a familial match between the victim, Mary Sullivan, and Albert DeSalvo, whose remains will be exhumed to see if there's an exact match. DeSalvo initially confessed to 11 Boston-area murders. He later recanted his confession. DeSalvo was killed in 1973 in prison, where he was serving time for other crimes. You're listening to NPR News. New claims for jobless benefits rose last week in the U.S. The Labor Department says they went up by 16,000, but NPR's Dave Mattingly reports economists say the increase is insignificant.
New jobless claims rose to a seasonally adjusted 360,000, but that's still in line with steady job gains in the U.S. economy. And Chief Economist Scott Brown at Raymond James & Associates says July also brings with it seasonal volatility.
You tend to see large swings in the adjusted figures in the early part of July. You've got seasonal plant retooling shutdowns in the auto industry, so there's a big spike in unadjusted claims every year at this time.
And Brown notes there's also the July 4th holiday. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
Microsoft is announcing some strategic changes in the way it does business, saying it needs to innovate faster. At a time when PC demand is declining, the world's largest software maker says it's focusing more now on devices and services. CEO Steve Ballmer sent a memo to employees today stating that the changes mean Microsoft is organizing the company by function. In morning trading, Microsoft shares rose 50 cents. Chile's largest labor union is staging a nationwide strike. Pockets of violence were reported from the otherwise peaceful demonstrations. Small groups of hooded protesters hurled firebombs and torched a public transit bus. No one was injured, but 24 people have been arrested. At last check on Wall Street, Dow is up 158 points at 15,450, up now more than 1%. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.